go over here to Jack, who's calling us from Des Moines.
Hey, Doctor. Let me see how I can explain this. When I have to urinate, I have to go right then. I don't wake up at night to go, but if I wait a little while, just a few moments, I wet my pants.
Oh, my.
I don't dribble or anything.
Gotcha.
It just when I have to go, I have to go now.
All right. Okay, so, yeah. Well, one thing, do you have any idea if when you were a little kid, you had any trouble wetting the bed?
No, I never did.
Well, that's good. Glad to hear that. Okay. And how long has this been going on, this you got to go, you got to go?
Maybe a year and a half.
Oh, so not all that long then.
No.
Did it come on suddenly or gradually?
I haven't thought about it, but...
Okay.
Just don't know.
Okay, well, it sounds as if it one of the things it might be, sir. You know, we usually think of prostate and stuff, but there's one other thing, too. And that is the bladder is a muscle. Just a big old muscle holds urine. And muscles go into spasm. And when they go into spasm, they're not going to quit. I don't know if you've ever had a leg cramp, but you know what I mean.
Uh-huh.
And when the bladder muscle is spasming, something had to trigger it. And the reason I asked to trigger the spasm, one thing could be simply low magnesium levels, because if there isn't enough magnesium, muscle goes into a spasm real easy. But the reason I asked you about the bedwetting, sir, is that bedwetting kids, the large majority of them, it can be relieved just finding out what foods they're allergic to, and you have them quit eating the foods, and it doesn't happen overnight, but the longer they don't eat the foods, the less bedwetting they have, and it finally goes away in about 85% of the kids. And what's happening is that food is causing a spasm in the bladder. Some remnants of the food are coming out in the urine, the bladder's allergic to them, and it goes spaz, and it just has to go. Do you happen to have allergies, sir?
No.
You've never had any hay fever or anything like that, hay fever, or in the springtime, not watery eyes, all that kind of allergy?
No.
Okay. Well, then it might, and again, these I can't tell you for sure. You'd probably have to see a doctor and see some tests, and that's never a bad idea, especially if the doctor is skilled and knowledgeable in natural medicine. But I can tell you that you can try magnesium safely. And since it's the bladder, and the bladder is just right in there behind it above the pubic bone, one of the best ways of getting magnesium to that bladder muscle is actually rubbing in something that all the natural food stores have. It's called magnesium oil, and it's not oil at all. It's just a certain concentration of magnesium in water. It feels oily. And we rub that in, and if we happen to be having a cramp or a spasm, you can just feel the muscle relax. Let's say if it's a back muscle spasm or something. You could rub that in that area of the bladder, and it's not going to hurt a thing. And it's equivalent of taking an Epsom salt bath. You've heard of Epsom salt baths? Have you ever soaked in a tub with the Epsom salts from the...
I can't take a bath. My water heater is way too small. I get about a... inch of water in my bathtub from the hot water, and it turns cold. So,
that's right. Well, I'm sorry to hear that, sir, but they do have the equivalent in the natural food stores, the Tahoma Clinic Dispensary, the Compounding Pharmacy. The equivalent, just called magnesium oil, and you take about a half teaspoon of that and rub it in every day and see if that relieves spasm in that bladder muscle. Because really, when you have to go that fast, that's one cause. Secondly, yes, people can get a self test for a food allergy. Call Meridian Valley Lab. They'll tell you about it. But they send you a little kit. You put a blood spot on some filter paper, send it back. They'll tell you if you're allergic to foods or not. Now, I suppose you could be having some prostate trouble here, and maybe it's so getting enlarged and poking into the bladder or something. So another thing to have in mind is some research done a number of years ago where it was placebo research. So these guys over here with enlarged prostates got placebo, and these guys over here, why they were asked to take something called lycopene, which is the red pigment that you find in tomatoes and watermelons. And before they did this research, they took an ultrasound thing, put it you know where, and measured the size of everybody's prostate. Okay. So then everybody took either the lycopene or they took the placebo. And the men who took the lycopene, after a few months, had an average 20-some percent reduction in the size of their prostate glands. And the men who took the placebo had either no change or a little increase in the size of their prostate glands. And nobody ever got hurt with watermelons or tomatoes, unless, of course, you drowned in tomato paste or something. But other than that, it's fairly harmless. So you could give that a try without hurting yourself, sir.
All right. What's this oil called now?
L-Y-C-O. L-Y-C-O-P-E-N-E.
And oh, okay.
Lycopene. Now, if you want to eat tomato paste, go for it, but it takes about 6 cans a day to make what one pill will at the health food store.
Oh, all right. All right. Thank you very much.
Well, you're welcome, sir, and I hope some of that helps you there. So
I hope so. I'll try.
Thank you for calling.